Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I think it was before Christmas that I got a piece of literature, I will call it, in the mail from Ameren, and it talked about wanting a 15% rate increase. I'm like, oh, wait, what?
Jeez.
I don't think so. That seemed pretty high. So they're having hearings about this right now. There was one from last week that was, we had one here we're going to talk about in the St. Louis area, but there was one that was covered in our local paper from Jeff City last week, and they talked about this, and They said, I guess, the company claims, they handed out a flyer. I'm guessing they did this today, too. The company claims electric rates are approximately 27% lower than the Midwest average.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I like that. Good. Let's keep it that way. Let's not jack it up. They say the increase is going to only make it 15% lower than average. I like 27% lower than average, better than 15%. But look, this is getting, you know, I think a lot of us can absorb some of this stuff. But when you start to notice it, even in the socioeconomic areas where you can maybe absorb the increases, what the hell's happening to people who can't afford this, right?
Hey, and what's an average? Does that include places like California and or stuff way up north that's freezing cold?
They say, the Midwest. But look, let's just put Illinois and Chicago into the mix.
Right.
If they're in the mix, that's going to throw things off anyway.
Yep.
Anyway, let's talk about this because John Kaufman is here. He's with the Consumers Council of Missouri. He's following all this. I think there was a public hearing in Sunset Hills today. Hey, John, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Yes, thanks for having me on. Yes, they had one more public hearing this afternoon in Sunset Hills. I think it's just now wrapping up. It was packed crowd, just like the one in the city. And, yeah, people are hot, and they're just getting tired of these repeated increases. Just talking about the electric rates, they went up about 20% since the pandemic already, and that's just the basic increases. They've recently added another surcharge, a securitization surcharge related to the closure of a power plant. They also, then filed this 15% rate increase, and that's being heard sort of like a court case in front of the Public Service Commission, and that's what this these public hearings are about. If you missed the public hearings, you can also send in your comments directly to the Public Service Commission. You can go to our website and learn more about how to do that, Consumers Council of Missouri. But we think that actually a small increase is probably justified, but 15% is out of line. I think that you made a really good point. You know, just saying that we're below some average doesn't mean it has to go up. We believe that rate increases should be based on the actual cost of providing service to us, and some things here in Missouri are cheaper than elsewhere,
right.
And we would like to keep it that way. That doesn't really provide us any assurances. We have tens of thousands of people who've been disconnected from service every month. There's like 18,000 one month, 15,000 the next. And I think the newspaper reported that there are currently about 170,000 customers of Ameren. That's households, 170,000 households who are behind on their bill right now. And what that tells you, which is increasing now over time, it shows you that there are a lot of people that can't afford their utilities. And the more, it's like 10% here, 15% here, the more you push up the cost of these basic necessities, the more people you're going to push out of their homes, and the more people that you are going to kind of, push into the point where they can't afford their monthly expenses.
John Coffin is here with the Consumers Council of Missouri. You know, it's funny, the Public Service Commission, the rate increase thing, I remember, Sue, covering this when I was like a cub reporter in Columbia, Missouri, decades ago. And one of the things I remember, John, and you'll have to kind of weigh in on this, is that they have to, by law, they're required to hold these public hearings. But how often does the Public Service Commission, and I don't know how many people are on that now, I think it used to be three, so you could tell me, how often do they actually deny the rate increases? My guess is not very often.
Well, I would say that it depends. I mean, there are even times when costs are going down. So there actually have been some rate reductions. It doesn't always go up. And they almost never get exactly what they ask for. They sometimes, you know, they might ask for, 20% and get 10%, or ask for 10% and get 5%. But they, you know, lately they've been getting more and more of what they ask for. And it is feeling like it's a little bit overwhelming, because not only do they ask for rate increases at the Public Service Commission, they go to the state legislature in Jefferson City and ask for increases through legislation. So on top,
this is a good point. So I want you to talk about something like planting servicing accounting. Is that an example at PISA that adds 10% to your electric bill?
Yes. That's a very unique Missouri thing. I think only Missouri and Kansas have that. And what that does is that just kind of increases the cost of that are already made. So I think this is interesting to think about, because people, obviously, they want reliable service. We want safe and adequate service, but we don't want to have to pay more for it. And the dispute, for instance, between the people that think that the rate increase should maybe only be 8% or 10%, the difference between that and the 15% rate increase is not more facilities. It's not more reliable service. The only difference between those numbers is how much more profit the utility gets off of it.
So that's where the PSC should step in and say, wait a second here, especially, you know, in tougher economic times. But you're not only, this is interesting because I'm focusing on Ameren because I got that piece of literature, but your group, Consumers Council of Missouri, I guess, Sue, listen, Spire wants 18 to 20%, and gas rates have gone up anywhere from 60 to 109%. You have Missouri American Water wants a 41% annual increase. Is that true?
Yes. That's true. That's absolutely true. That case is pending. The Spire natural gas case just got filed, so we haven't had a chance to even dig into that. But yeah, that's another 20%. And here's the thing that people need to focus on. This is inflation. This is these are monopolies. They're either government monopolies or they are government sanctioned monopolies that are run by private companies. You know, Ameren and Spire and American Water Works, they're private companies, but the government sets their profit. And so the reason that your utility bills are as high as they are based on decisions that politicians make. And so this is one place where your basic necessities, your basic cost of living, is set by the government. And people, your interaction with your elected representatives and with other folks in government can make a difference here. There is discretion about how much to how much profit these utilities should take from this.
Yeah. And let me give you guys a compliment here, because for those people, we have a very educated audience. We have an audience that does get involved in these things. They may want to be prompted or inspired to call their lawmakers and weigh in on this. But you have some great information up on your website at the Consumers Council of Missouri when you compare some of the Ameren and Spire rate increases in particular and show what they were several years ago, what they went to. And I think it's very helpful to people to kind of do a little late night reading on some of this stuff to educate themselves. It's not too difficult.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right. And the thing I'd like to emphasize is that it's not just at the public, you know, the Public Service Commission is sort of like a court, and they look at the evidence and everything has to be on the record and scrutinized, and that's good. But the utilities also go to the legislature and they get them to change the rules so that the things that they do make them more money. And, you know, I understand why they do that, but it's really getting to be a little bit too much. So we've had now several years where, you know, we had inflation a few years ago, but these utility increases are going up much faster than inflation. They're going faster than wage growth. They're going up higher than other things. And the thing about the utilities is that every other business has to pay those. And so when you increase the cost of every other business doing business, then they raise their prices. And so to the extent that these utility rates are going up higher than inflation, they are causing inflation everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And just about everybody pays a utility bill. So this is a really important, fundamental thing we should focus on. I know people focus on taxation and they focus on a lot of other business expenses, but these utility bills are one of the most important things and one of the things that really fluctuate depending on how these decision makers down.
Well, and you have choices on some of these other products. You don't have to buy everything with high sales taxes, et cetera. And this, you kind of warm your house and, you know, you need
You're
water.
Right. John, I have a question.
Right.
I mean, in what world would 40% for American Water, or whatever that was, how in the world would 40% make sense on any level? I mean, 18 is
good
enough,
question.
But 40% is absolutely outrageous.
Right. They are very aggressive. This current Missouri American Water case is, I guess that's the best way I could describe it. They are asking for everything. They're asking for every special treatment under the book. One thing that they wanted in this water case was they wanted to be able to estimate their expenses into collecting future, sort of a future test year, they call it. The Public Service Commission said that they couldn't do that. So the first piece of legislation being given a hearing in the new state General Assembly was a bill that would allow all the utilities to use kind of future projected cost instead of their actual cost in calculating rate. So we're having to litigate this case with Ameren, you know, based on the evidence. But then on top of it, we have legislation, and it's like the first thing out of the gate, the first thing that gets a hearing this year in the Missouri State Senate is this future test year legislation.
Well, that's ridiculous. Okay, now I get it. But how can you get away with saying this is what we think it will be in the future? That is outrageous.
Yeah. They're going to try.
Their argument is, well, costs are going to go up in the future, and so why not set the rates based on what the costs will be in the future? The problem with that is that it's not based on something that's easy to audit. When you have actual results from historical, like the cost they had the year before,
right?
We can audit it, and there's accountability, and there's verification, and with projecting costs, it's just going to be higher. They're going to have higher bills.
What's the timetable here for the PSC making some of these decisions? Like even just on the Ameren front, is that going to come soon?
Yes, the Ameren case. There will be a trial type hearing coming up in March, and then a decision will be made sometime in the summer. We don't know. There could be some resolution of it beforehand, but probably there will be a trial type hearing in Jefferson City in March. And, you know, rates could go up as much as 15%. We're going to be fighting to make sure that it's not any higher than it needs to be.
John, guide people into the website if they want to check some of this stuff out.
Yeah, there is. There's a place there to look at all the stuff we've been talking about. Consumers Council of Missouri. It's moconsumers.org is the site.
Thank you, John. Keep us posted, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
appreciate
for having me on.
It. In there, on the website, we printed some of this out. You can look at some of these charts here. And on the this is on Spire, not Ameren, but they sort of compare and contrast here. So if you had in 2021 a residential water bill in a, you know, a larger home of $107, now it would be $230. That's pretty significant.
Good grief.
In a medium home, maybe at $91, this is for, you know, gas and water heating and cooking, 189. So basically, these are doubling plus, right?
Jeez.
It's 109% increase. Electric space heating, like in a low, you know, small home or someone that doesn't even have a furnace, it was $43, now it's $71. So the numbers have gone, and that's just for 23 and 24. So they're talking about 25, 26, 27. These numbers are going to go up even more.
And if Ameren does it, Spire does it, and the water company does it, I mean,
triple whammy.
Is a ton of money.
The best thing that I think that John Kaufman said is, think about this. We always, and we're going to do it on this show probably, we always talk about tax increases and what's going to happen. Well, this is essentially having more of an impact on people and how much money they have left than, you know, maybe even some of those tax increases. So it's good to stay tuned in. Hopefully, they don't get exactly what they're asking for, because that's the only saving grace we might have. Frank Cusimano, coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.